Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, December 17th, 2025. 13 minutes past the hour, 1 week away from Christmas Eve. How about that? 7 days away, and it's a big day. If you are sending packages, which I know a lot of you are, today is the deadline for the Postal Service to send your USPS Ground Advantage service to have it delivered by Christmas Eve, I guess it would be, Christmas Day, December 17th, 2025. Now, don't fret if you don't get it out today, because if you use USPS Priority Mail, it's tomorrow is the deadline, the 18th, and if you're using USPS Priority Mail Express, now paying the big bucks, you have until Saturday, the 20th, to get your packages or postcards or Christmas cards out. So those are the dates, but if you are sending anything basically in the regular mail that you want guaranteed to be there by Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, today would be the day that you have to get it out for a guarantee. Now, it is the holiday season, and I think during the holiday times you need to visit with friends and family, and certainly someone who has become a good friend, and I think of his family around here at the station, is here with us this morning. I had a great dinner with him last night, which we're going to talk about as the morning progresses here this morning. He was, we're just going to say from now on, the youngest Democrat at the 2024 National Democratic Convention, because I don't even know who the other guy was, and I'm not even sure that's legitimate. Former Harding High School student, Christian Pearson. Christian, how you doing?
I am great, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Now, I'm so glad to have you here, but I'm a little nervous, because last night I sat next to you at dinner.
Yes.
And you're here this morning. And you seem to have a cough during the holiday season and the sniffles. So I'm worried that you might be contaminating me and I'm going to be in a bed ill on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
So what it was, now, trying to get the dates here. So not this past weekend, but the weekend before, was I had gone down to Columbus on Friday night for some event. Then I come back to Oxford on Saturday and I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just real cold, and it's just horrible. So I am in bed all weekend. My first exam was on Monday, and I'm in bed all week, so I can't study for my exams. I had the flu.
You had the flu? Oh boy, this is good to hear.
I had the flu. But my brother and my dad, the week of Thanksgiving, they also got the flu, and they've been coughing ever since.
So you got the flu this past weekend, though.
Not the weekend before this one.
Two weekends ago. So now, wait a second. So I'm feeling maybe a little better, because when the symptoms present themselves, that means you're no longer contagious,
yes.
Right? Okay, so maybe I'm okay.
And, I was in my, as long as I was running a fever, and even the day after, I was locked in my dorm room.
Well, because I'm also, we were at dinner last night with quite a few people.
Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't, believe me, I wouldn't have gone. But I've been, since probably Monday before last, I've been.
Well, I just noticed that you coughed a few times last night, so that did not fill me with any nerves.
Now,
this morning, you seem like you've got a real good cough going on, and I thought maybe something was coming on.
It's always the worst in the morning still. I remember I think about a year and a half ago, I had a really bad case of walking pneumonia, and I had the cough for, I was sick for probably 3 or 4 days, but I had the cough for like a month.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's nothing.
Yeah, I know.
But if I get sick, I'm messaging you.
Please do.
And I'm going to tell you.
I'll call in and do the show.
You'll have to do it. Listen, you'll have to do it, because those are big dates. You can't go dark on Christmas Eve.
You know, 2 hours, and I'll have to MC the Christmas party.
You will. You'll have to drive from wherever you are to do the show. Christmas Eve morning, you'll be sitting here in the studio. I mean, it's going to be a thing if I'm out. But, and I also want to say a little update. McDonald's is still not serving beverages for whatever reason. Although Christian was nice enough to stop at the Duke station this morning, they're serving beverages. But I'm worried now because Channel 4 did a big report last night, and I'm thinking of my contamination. I might be getting sick either way. I might be going down either way. I got you with the cold, and I'm drinking the contaminated water. It's all downhill.
Can we get a story on Channel 4 about our city? Where, you know, it shows some
green water was the story yesterday.
Can we get, you know, a story about all the raps all around town that say love your city and how we're supposed to have a great community and all that stuff? Like, you know, let's have some positive news stories.
Well, here's the thing, and I love Channel 4. I really, really, really do. But that story last night, I did not understand. They showed green water coming out of people's taps. They talked about what the Aqua had said, which we all knew and have known what Aqua has said. They didn't have any cases of anybody getting sick from the water. They really didn't have any explanation as to why the water was green except what Aqua has said. So what was the point of that story except to scare people and make Marion look bad? And again, if the water's contaminated and Aqua is lying to us, then we got a big problem. I will say that. But has there been one report of somebody going to the hospital who's gotten sick from this? Is it happening? We're all showering in it every day. I just haven't heard that.
I think it's, you know, people are uncomfortable because, you know, their water smells a little strange or doesn't taste the same. And, I mean, that's cause for concern because you think, you know, you've seen all the stories, you know, like with Flint 10 years ago, people are now hyper aware of what's going on with their water. Even if it's not making anyone sick, it's just something that's different. And it's like, you know, oh my gosh, this is something else I have to worry about.
Well, and I understand that. And again, I'm not saying that companies like this are always on the level. But my dealings with Aqua over my years in media have always been fine. And they did respond. Right, they responded on Sunday to this. They didn't try to brush it off. They didn't try to avoid people. They said, this is what it was. This is why it is. And if the temperatures were a little warmer, we could flush the hydrants and get rid of this much quicker. So it's not like they didn't provide an explanation. And this is what I don't like about media in general, is why is it a story if Aqua has given you a reason? They've told you why your water's green. They've told you why it smells and tastes funny. Don't drink it and use it if you think there's a problem.
Yeah, it would be more of a story if it was, you know, like, why is the water company not saying anything? Why is, you know, why don't we know? But we seem to know. It's just yet another, because I might just be, have some blinders on, but I swear the only city that they report about crime and car crashes and murders are in Marion. I don't read them about Reynoldsburg or Gahanna or Hilliard or Dublin or Delaware. It's always someone gets in a car accident in Marion County. The water's bad in Marion. Like, just, I don't see these bad stories. Or I might just be oblivious and blind to everything else. But,
and again, I'm fine if they want to come up here and do a story. They're news people. But what was the end result of that story? How did that ease anybody's mind? How did that provide any answers last night? Then any more answers than we had from Aqua on Sunday? Nothing. But they had people showing the green water coming out of their faucets. And, you know, and I'm not faulting those people. They do have green water coming out of their faucets. But we know what it is. And if I had green water coming out of my faucet, I wouldn't drink it. I would go get some bottled water. I guess I just didn't understand the story last night. I thought that was kind of cheap journalism. I'm sorry. Until you got a story where somebody's become ill because of this, I just thought that was a little over the edge. I am being told, though, that McDonald's on Main Street is serving drinks, so now I'm even more ticked off because McDonald's on 95 is not. Doesn't do me any good now because I'm already here, but thank God Christian brought the drink this morning. But no, it is warmer this considerably warmer this morning, 37 degrees.
I walked out without a coat, and I'm wait a few seconds to sort of acclimate from the whatever building you're in to walking outside. And that didn't really happen to me this morning. I just kind of walked out to my car without my coat, and I don't know. That was it. But, I was staying at a friend's house last night, and I couldn't find my coat. I got in my car, and I drove down the street, and I'm like, I don't have my coat. And I wasn't going to go, you know, wherever and not have my coat for when it gets real cold. So that was a real scare. But,
you know, you and Matt last night were both at this party. Neither one of you wore coats, and we were all mystified why nobody wears a coat, because it was cold last night. Now here's the progression of the temperatures this week, by the way. Monday morning, 5 degrees at this time. Yesterday, I believe it was 16. Today, 37, a 21-degree temperature gain in 24 hours. That's not normal.
No, it's not. But, you know, climate change isn't real. It's not happening. There's no reason to cause for concern. It's just, you know, a liberal conspiracy. So
I think they turned the heat off in this building because we have a I guess you'd say a thermometer here in the studio. And on Monday and Tuesday, it was 80 degrees in here because they were pumping the heat in because of the cold weather outside. Today, Christian, what is the official temperature?
70.7.
So we've dropped 10 degrees in the studio.
Yes.
It's went up 21 degrees outside, but we've dropped 10 degrees in the studio because in a smaller room, when they're pumping the heat in, the whole building gets hot.
I'm so glad it's not 80 degrees in here. Like,
It's beautiful in here this morning.
It's great. But there are times in this room, especially it's so small, where it is hot. And there are sometimes in the summer nights you're doing the show on Wednesday night.
But we have the air conditioning on.
Well, sometimes it's not enough, and it just seems real hot and stuffy, but we don't have to deal with that today, so that's nice.
How do you like our holiday decor, by the way?
My first thought was, how long does it take to set up for your shows, because it does not seem, it just seemed like it'd take a real long time. It's very festive.
It's not bad, because the big tree, we don't move. It's a part of the shot. And the other tree, the medium-sized tree, we don't move. But we just pull that table out, clear it off, that has the Grinch cookies, the Grinch cup, so on, and so, Santa Claus. And now, the Grinch here, how would you say 4.5 foot to 5 foot Grinch?
I'd say more like 4.5.
Yeah. Well, that Grinch is new. That actually just came in yesterday. So that will only be used for tonight's Christmas taping, which will actually drop on Friday. Do you like that? I think it's very festive.
Where'd you get it?
That actually, Kroger last year was selling those for the first time, and they didn't sell well last year. Now, I don't know if they didn't put them out or what happened. So they asked me if I wanted them because they know I do a show, but it was after Christmas, so why would you have the Grinch on your set? So I put them in the closet, and then this year, I thought, hey, I'm going to go get this thing blown up that I already have to use for the Christmas party and the Christmas taping, and here it is.
I like it. I mean, I can imagine it's already a tight set when you record, so I would imagine it takes away some space, but it's a great filler.
And we've got a great holiday taping coming up tonight, which will drop on Friday. So I'm not going to tell people who the guests are, because that's a little bit of a secret. But we've also got some fun things going on during that holiday taping that I think people will enjoy. And when they are able to view it on Friday, they can use it for their holiday get-togethers, because Christmas Eve is still a week away, and Christmas Day is a week and a day away.
You know, I feel like more and more people, I mean, we go to my mom's house on Christmas Eve, and then we go to my dad's mom's house the Friday night before and the Saturday afternoon before. And just, I'm curious, like, is that a common thing where you do it on the weekend before? Or is it?
No, I'll tell you, you know what happened. We tape on Wednesday nights. So, obviously, we're not going to be taping on Christmas Eve. Now, there could be a chance that there will be another taping next week. But there usually is about a day of editing and processing the video that takes place. So, if we can tape, like, Tuesday, there would be a chance we could have it out by Christmas Day. So that might happen. We probably can't do it on Monday because that's a council meeting. Probably don't want to do it on the weekend because people are busy on the weekend. But if we can get something together Tuesday night next week, we might do it. I'm not saying we wouldn't. But tonight will be a fun taping regardless. And it wouldn't prohibit us from doing next week's holiday taping on Tuesday.
Well, I surmise you could get special permission from someone in the city. You can use one of the empty courtrooms to you can do your show on site.
Yeah, just right before city council
Monday,
or after.
Of course.
Why not?
I mean, everyone fought like mad to that ordinance that would have prevented people from being in the building until a certain time after. So you know.
Yeah, why not? I do want to report some of the... I'm not sure if there's a little backlash over these Marion stories on Aqua last night. I don't know. But people who were in those videos are saying that they were approached, and I'm sure they were. I don't blame the people who were in the video. I mean, if you're asked to do it, don't lie, and I don't think they did. So I get that. I'm just saying that what did the story... do? I mean, what did they prove?
Maybe, at best, it might... Aqua says, they can't flush the system as fast because it's cold outside.
And today they should flush the system, would imagine.
But I would think, the point of a news story is to apply pressure. Like, if a councilman says something they shouldn't say... you report on it, and that inadvertently applies... pressure that would force them to act quicker.
But in this case, Aqua did give a response. Now, again, I'm not saying you always believe the company, but until you have evidence to the contrary, then what's the story?
That's a good point. I mean, there really isn't much of a story. It's just the water of some people smells weird. The closer, if you're deeper and deeper into the city, it's smells weirder, tastes weirder, but Aqua says no big deal. Now I'm not, of course, I'm gonna have some doubt when a big corporation says, "Oh, don't worry about something." But you said there's not any there's no explicit reason to doubt them as of late.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Give us a reason and we'll doubt it. But, and again, if you feel unsafe drinking it, we have stuff called bottled water. So there you are. In any event, wanted to do some holiday things this hour, then we'll get into the politics next hour. Are you ready for Christmas? Do you do holiday shopping? We're a week away from Christmas.
I've done a lot of holiday shopping on the internet. I don't know. I got back from school couple days ago, and there were just so many packages in my room that I had ordered, because you get a notification in your on your bank if depending on how much you spend, and I got a few of those, so I know that I've done at least a decent amount of shopping.
You have my gift, of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
It's a surprise.
I'm excited.
But I feel like, I don't know, parents are always hard to shop for. I have to ask my aunts and uncles, what would you get my mom, what would you get my dad? I got something nice for my brother. My girlfriend is taken care of, my friends.
Oh, what'd you get your girlfriend? She's not listening, is she?
No, I think, It's her last exam day at Columbus State.
All right.
She never has a phone charger. Her phone is always dead. So I bought her a 2-pack of chargers for her house.
Thoughtful.
2-pack for her car. I bought her the cord and the wall. So she can never complain about having a dead phone again. Several different, things of clothes. She wanted some slippers. All the teenage girls, they drink these energy drinks.
They do. All the guys, too.
Everybody who is, under the age of, 21 or 22, they drink these energy drinks. And TikTok has like a shop on it now. It's like Amazon. You can be scrolling your videos and then swipe over and you can do Amazon shopping. Someone's selling these candles where they I've seen them with like beer cans before. You hollow out a beer can and you fill it with wax. That's what they do with these energy drinks that she always drinks. So it's a candle, but of this energy drink. It's, you know, a candle in the can of this energy drink. And
well, that's thoughtful. Yeah. And it's in a scent that she likes.
I think so. I sort of just picked a random one.
So you kind of got crafty there.
Yes. But she there's a good chance she may not like it. But it's a lot of wrapping, especially the clothes. I hate wrapping clothes. You know, if you have a gift box, that's fine.
You got to get a box.
We don't have many. And I just sort of rummage through, you know, our... We have like a giant old gift bag and it has boxes and wrapping paper. I mean,
go to a store. I'm sure Macy's would give you boxes. They are the quality store.
They might be the quality. I don't know if I can step foot in a mall because God knows I'll spend too much money.
I have not been to Macy's this year and I'm a little depressed that with 7 days left to go, I don't know if I'll make it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like gift cards. I want to get your opinion on this. I've had a 20-year...
It's funny you mentioned gift cards.
I don't like gift cards, and I know everybody does it. And again, let me preface this, because people now come up to me in the store and go, like when they're buying gift cards, and they'll go, I know you don't like gift cards. Okay, here's the deal. If you are older and don't have any clue... You know, you don't want to go wandering from store to store to store. I understand it. Or if you have a disability, or maybe you have some kind of back injury, I understand why a gift card is a good idea. If you're mailing to somebody, I can also understand why a gift card is a good idea. But outside of that, if you are well and you are young and you are in the stores and you're only doing it, because it's easy, you walk up to the gift card rack, you plop down whatever amount of money you want to spend, you take it off there, you go up to the counter, you pay for it. If that's the only reason you're doing it, that's why I don't like it. Because I think if you can't be thoughtful enough to figure out one item that person would like, you don't want to wrap it, you don't want to put it in a bag, you don't want to do any of that, that's why I don't like it. And so that's my gripe with the gift card.
At least for my cousins and I, there are a lot of times where my aunt a couple weeks ago, she sent a mass text to everyone asking what we wanted for Christmas, and it's very kind and thoughtful. But some of them, some of my cousins, like my brother, like he didn't answer her text. So what else are you to do except go pick out a Nike gift card or an Apple gift card or an Amazon gift card? Now, there are others in my family who don't believe. They think, you know, we're just giving someone money. Like, you know, we should give them, if we have, like when my dad was a basketball coach and they were from everywhere he's been, you know, if there were leftover swag or merchandise or apparel, that's what we get people. Like a couple years ago, we got everybody in our family. We all went to Hessler's. We placed a giant order. We got Harding hats. We got Harding sweatshirts. We got Harding coats. Like we got, you know, so that was our gift to everybody. We all got them some merch from Harding. But
so now wait a minute. This is good. Maybe I should go to Hessler's and order some. There's still time, right?
I would think so.
I love WGH Talk and Scott Spears Morning Show shirts.
Yes.
Wouldn't everybody love that this Christmas?
I feel like, or you know what you do is you just buy a mass order of just cotton t-shirts and you just kind of hand them out as it seems fit. But there are people in my family where it's like, why would we just give them money? I mean, like, you know, what's the point?
Give them to all city council.
What exactly?
Merry Christmas, here you go. And do you think they would wear it?
I think Schauber would. I don't think anyone else would.
Nobody else would. Oh, no. I bet Mr. Prater would wear it.
That is a good point. I think he would wear it.
I think Bill Dichtel would wear it, even though he's leaving after the first of the year.
I don't know. You know,
maybe Sean Barr would.
You might get one or two hits with Councilman Dichtel. He'll be not there anymore.
But there are friends I could give this to. I wonder if my friends would wear it.
I think if it's a nice looking shirt, they. I think if a shirt is just plain text, you know, you've got to have a. And you got to have an icon on there, and it's got to be
love your fruitcake.
Love your fruitcake.
Yeah,
I think there's a great opportunity. Love your radio.
Love your radio.
And you put that you put that mic over the O.
WGH stands for Warren G. Harding. It's not like we're not already in the Marion mold here.
So that makes me surprised that there's no, there aren't many references to Warren G. Harding on your brand. You could do a nice little silhouette of Warren G. Harding and make it look real cool and put that on your, 2 years ago for Christmas, I bought my girlfriend a bright pink t-shirt that has Warren G. Harding's face on it.
Oh, boy.
And
what young girl doesn't want that?
I know. And she has worn it twice. I keep count. But I've always wanted
twice,
in
as many years,
twice in as many years,
yeah.
Once a year,
rough,
pull it out. So I don't know.
Where would you wear that?
You could wear it around the house.
He'd be proud. He did like the women
there. He did. I mean, there are people at Harding who would get a kick out of it. I mean, I don't think she ever wore it to Harding, but the point about the gift cards, I feel like you sort of ask for an item or you don't ask for anything at all. Like, you can't just expect your aunts and your uncles and your, grandparents to just give you a gift card. I feel like...
If somebody gives me a gift card, I'm not going to be rude about it.
No,
I think
of course.
Anytime you're rude about a gift, that's bad taste. All I'm saying is I wish that people had more thought in this process. To go out, if I know you, like even you, I could come up with a gift. I wouldn't have to go to the gift card rack. Now, I'm not saying it's something you would always treasure, but I think I could find something that you would like.
Yeah.
With all my friends, I could do that. With all my radio acquaintances, I could do that. And then there's the stuff you can always buy people. Novelty socks. Everybody wears socks. There you go. Last night, the party we went to, I brought a poinsettia. Who's going to turn that out?
Yeah.
So there are things you can do that are just universal gifts that you don't have to buy a gift card.
I feel like if you bake someone something,
that's always good.
That's always good. Flowers are always good.
Put it in a nice tin or canister, and then make sure you leave it at the party and
exactly.
Complain about it for a year afterwards.
I'm never going to live that down.
Never live. I'm sure that's still around. I don't think anybody stole it. I bet it's in one of our Christmas tubs.
Probably. I mean, it's kind of like a Tiffany blue.
Really? It's
like
probably in there. So. I wish I would have known this when we were going through the boxes. When we put the Christmas stuff away, I'll see if I find it.
But. Even if you go to Kroger, they have those really good. In my house, if my mom goes to the store on Sunday, they'll last until probably Monday. They're those glazed sugar cookies that have the real thin layer of glaze on them.
Yes.
Those, those don't last very long in our house. So, those are always great. I know when we go to Costco, they have those chocolate chunk cookies. Those don't last long either.
Oh, I did want to let people know we didn't do the big Christmas card exchange around here this year that we've done in past years, but if you do want to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, WGH Talk Radio. If you put your return address on there, we will send you a card back. It might get there after Christmas at this point, but we will send you a card back, and we will read your card on the air and put it up here in the studio. So if you want to send a Christmas card, feel free. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Or if you want to drop it off here, just come up to 685 Delaware Avenue, turn left, and slip it under the door. We're right next to the tanning place.
There's, when I was younger and I would go over to my friend's house, we just, in the summer, anytime, we would just go knock on their door and we would start to hang out. I had a friend, his mom, there was a wall in their kitchen probably 6 months out of the year. It was covered in Christmas cards. And just everything looks so out of place in their kitchen, you know, those 6 months out of the year when there were no Christmas cards on them. And, like, she would go through painstaking, I don't know, just painstaking work to hang all these Christmas cards up, and they would cover the whole wall. So, and that's just my Christmas card memory, but I don't think my family's ever done a Christmas card.
Hmm. Now, we should talk about what we did last night.
We should.
Yes, we were invited for, I would say, a holiday party.
Yeah.
We were invited for a holiday party. You, myself, Matt, over to Mary Ellen Withrow's house. And her family was there. All of her daughters, except the one that lives out in California, was there. And this was really kind of a throwback to the days of past Christmas parties, because Mary Ellen had the cloth napkins out. She had the silver. Did you notice we had silver? Silverware?
I didn't know it was real. So, I mean, it was real nice silverware. I just didn't know it was real silver.
Well, I think it was silver. And apparently, we were eating on her mother's china.
So you have to think, how long has that china...
I'm not going to say the age here, but I think we all know at this point. That china probably goes back... Well, the china's more than...
Well, I would be curious to know how... Where that china, you know, originated.
So, and we all had... if you wanted, you had no cans on that table. We had cups, and there were goblets, and there was wine, and there was sodas, and there was water. And then the meal came out. And it was Mary Ellen's recipes, Withrow family recipes, over the years. And what did you make, Christian? And they took your coat when you came in. Of course, you and Matt didn't have a coat, so it really didn't matter.
Well,
they took my coat.
So I have a story about that. I think I pulled in right behind Matt. And I pulled down too far. I didn't park where I should have. And he's out of his car, and he's not. He didn't have a coat on.
No.
And I was wearing mine. I'm like, I don't want to walk in there and be too hot and be kind of, you know, because if I'm, you know, like when I'm walking from class to class, I'll have my coat on. And as soon as I walk in, the heat is turned on as high as it goes. And, you know, I'm like hot and sweaty and like uncomfortable for 5 or 10 minutes until I acclimate. So I thought, well, I'll just, it's a minute walk from my car to her house. I don't think I need it.
So you left it in the car?
Yes.
Okay. So they took your coat and did all the... And the house was very nicely decorated, kind of an understated Christmas theme, but they did have green and colored lights and some holiday decorations out. Now, and the food was served on platters, very nice. We all sat at a big table.
As one does at a Christmas dinner party.
Christmas dinner party. But you think everybody does, but see, this stuff doesn't happen anymore. People don't break out the cloth napkins. People don't break out the silver and the mother's china, which you can't even put in the dishwasher because it will ruin mother's china, which is probably more than a century old now, and all these Withrow family recipes that were cooked up. I mean, that really doesn't happen much anymore.
When I see giant sets of china like that, I just wonder... Because people move and they, you know, how many have withered away over the years? How many have been swiped off the edge of the counter, have accidentally been put into a dishwasher? How many are they down to? Was it a set of 10 plates and they're down to 6 plates? Like, what was the...
Well, we definitely had, we had a few plates there last night, so I think we're okay. But, tell me about the food in your opinion. Now, we had meatloaf.
Yes.
Now, this is apparently a Withrow or a Heinemann. I'm not sure if it's Mary Ellen's. I'm guessing it's Mary Ellen's recipe. Yeah. That's kind of how it was explained to me. Apparently, this is a family treasure. And I will say that in my life, I've probably, if somebody said, what do you want for dinner? I've never said meatloaf. It's not necessarily probably my thing. But this was the most delicious, and I'm not just saying this, this was the most delicious meatloaf I've ever tasted in my life.
It was very good.
Better than any restaurant I've ever had meatloaf at. Better than anybody I've ever seen cook meatloaf. And she told us what the secret was when it was over. I'm not going to give her secret away, but it was very good.
I think you'll have to pry that secret out of her tonight.
Oh, on the program?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to, because she's bringing some recipes tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, it was so good. And then we had mashed potatoes. Now, we did learn an interesting thing about the mashed potatoes. Apparently, mashed potatoes are a staple in the Withrow family.
Yes.
But, and Mary Ellen apparently always prepared the mashed potatoes for years. But I guess, do you remember this story from last night?
I do.
Do you want to tell it? Well,
sure.
Because the daughter spoke up and explained why they don't allow Mary Ellen to cook the mashed potatoes anymore.
So, yeah, it's a very big deal in the Withrow family, the making the mashed potatoes for all the family functions and dinners. But they fired Mary Ellen because they caught her starting to replace the mashed potatoes with instant mashed potatoes.
I think that's a great holiday story.
It is.
The former treasurer of the United States said, you know what? I've been peeling these potatoes for many years now. I'm going to instant. I've had enough. And they caught her doing. She was trying to sneak it, apparently, was my understanding.
Which, I don't really know how you sneak it, because the taste will be different.
But. Well, probably prepare it before they arrive and, you know, hope nobody notices. But apparently the Withrow family noticed.
Probably opened the trash can and saw the
packages. And then they said, you're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, they said,
no more mashed potatoes for Mary Ellen.
And I thought that German chocolate cake was great, except
German chocolate cake.
I didn't know. I had to have her daughters explain to me what makes it German.
Okay, I was embarrassed for you at this point. How do you live 20 years and not know what German chocolate cake is?
I mean, now that I had it, it's not the first time I had it, but I also thought it would be a moment of levity. You know, there are times where, like,
oh, you were making a joke.
I mean, it was.
Oh, I hope.
Now, I admittedly didn't know what I mean, like, just what about it made it German? You know,
I wasn't sure.
I thought that might get, you know, a,
I thought you were making
snicker
a joke
or two.
I thought you were making a joke, but they took it as you had no idea what German chocolate cake was. Isn't that what happened?
So, I don't, you know, we've talked some about comedians on this show, and the Norm MacDonalds and the Don Rickles, and I thought, you know, anytime I, you know, so there are things I will say to try to be funny sometimes, and I'll do a very monotonous, deadpan delivery, so. But I thought, you know, the conversation was sort of dying out. We were waiting to be served, and we sort of needed a new conversation. So I thought, you know, I'll try something new, and I'll make a. I was half serious, but also half joke, like, you know. So what about this cake is German? You know.
See, I was going to go in with a joke to try to save your joke, and I said, I think it was one of Hitler's favorites. But I thought that might not play in that room.
I think it would have played elsewhere. And
I think it would have played elsewhere.
I think, had I not been on live radio, I probably would have laughed a little harder at that.
Well, is that a bad joke?
No,
I mean, don't
it's
you
a good
think,
joke.
I mean,
it
come
was a
on.
Good joke.
We're 80 years out from that. I think we can have a little levity.
That was a good. I mean, I think anytime you say German, you know, unfortunately, still 80 years later, that's the first thing a lot of people think of.
Right. Well, and I'm not saying that Hitler was a good guy. I'm just saying that that was his favorite recipe. That's all.
Because it's German.
German chocolate cake. You got it. Not hard to figure that one out. And undeniably, he's probably the most famous German in the history of the world,
always,
for a bad reason.
I mean, which. Think of all the great people in Germany.
I know, and he's the most well-known ever.
And how they have probably contributed so much to the world, but, you know, they're never going to...
You're not
going to
surpass Hitler.
No, you're
no.
not.
Now, again, I'm not a huge fan of chocolate. It's never something I ask for. But a Butterfinger. I do like a Butterfinger occasionally. Again, when this German chocolate cake came out, you could tell it was made from scratch. You can always tell when something's made from scratch, especially a cake.
Yeah.
Delicious cake. You know, not your store-bought German chocolate cake.
Yeah. And, well, I saw the giant plastic cake containers. I saw the lid to that, so I'm like, well, this is definitely, you know, homemade.
Homemade. And we also had a bowl of mixed vegetables, which I don't think I got those.
I don't know if I did either. I think that bowl was on the side that her and her daughters were on, so I don't know.
You weren't going to elbow down there to get some mixed vegetables?
No, I feel like that. My table, that would have...
Table etiquette would have been bad.
Table etiquette, yes.
Now, then we also had rolls, which were in a beautiful basket.
I don't think it was like a... It was a ceramic log.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to serve.
And I thought it was very, because, you know, at my house, it's just a like a small wicker basket with a cloth napkin.
Not at Mary Ellen's, ceramic log.
But admittedly, I got stuck with the edge piece because it was sat down right next to me, and one of, you know, it's a ceramic log. A piece or two might fall out. So I got stuck with a tiny little end piece. So when I started to eat this end piece, it was so, you know, and when you're in a quieter environment like a dinner party, you're more hyper aware of how loud you're chewing. And the end of this roll, I felt weird eating it because you're chomping so loudly on, you know, the end of this roll. It's, you know, so.
And the butter. There was a stick of butter, again, on a silver butter tray. With a silver butter, not the butter knives that we would use to like spread it, like serving silver butter knife. I mean, again, it was just a high class party from beginning to end. And it made me, and did you notice how Mary Ellen was directing?
Yes.
You know, when the daughters would do something, you know, serve from the wrong side or let's do it this way, she was like, no, do it this way.
I was in a conversation, so when people started to serve the mashed potatoes, I didn't get it immediately. And then I think I was the last one to get it, and she noticed it, and she was immediately my eyes were just kind of scanning the room. I was looking around, and we locked eyes as I was scanning the room, and she told one of her daughters, she asked one of her daughters if I had gotten the mashed potatoes yet, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I will. I just, you know, had to let it go around once.
One of my favorite things was and I'm not even sure it was directed, but one of the daughters, because there was wine there last night, and said, do you want wine? I'm not going to out the person, but they said, do you want wine, to one of the people there? And Mary Ellen said, no wine for them. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
That happened early on. That was when the drinks were being served.
That might have been before I got there, or as I was still... Well, that might have been while I was in the restroom.
But you know what it made me think? First of all, it made me think these daughters truly love their mother.
Oh, yeah.
They love their mother. And you know, I don't get to see that very often because they're not usually around when I'm there. But to have them all there last night with her... they love their mother.
Yeah.
She's just mom to them, and that's what it is. But it's also interesting because she's still mom. She's still, don't do that, do that, yeah, do it this way, you know. So it's fun to see that dynamic from this woman that we all think of as the 40th treasurer of the United States, just being mom.
Yeah, that is interesting when, you know, just these people who we look at in a, you know, way different lens, that, you know, they are... There's, you know, they're a person. They're the one, you know, I'm sure back in the heyday, she was throwing great family Christmases like I go to now.
Well, that's the other thing that I noticed last night was I can only imagine what the dinner parties were like at Mary Ellen's house. And, well, I could have only imagined until last night what the dinner parties were like when she was treasurer of the United States and state treasurer, because Mary Ellen, that's a lost art, what happened last night. The silver, the mother's china, the made-from-scratch recipes that you have had and were on recipe cards when you were running from office, or running for office. A lot of people do run from office today, but for office. Dressed in nice clothes, invite guests over, you know, it really... Totally different feel than most of the dinner parties you will ever go to.
I mean, like I'm thinking when we do Christmases, you know, it's not, you know, it's nice silverware, but it's not, you know, it's just you go to IKEA and you pull something nice.
Yeah, I don't think Mary Ellen would go to IKEA.
No, but it's, you know, you don't, you'll eat around the table, you know, you'll pull out, there's the dining room table and then there's the couple of folding chairs for all the kids.
Yeah, none of that going on last night.
We're all late teens, early 20s at this point. We're still all at the kids' table. And then you'll eat for a little bit and then you'll just, you know, there's not much, the party is everything that's going on. It's not, the party is not at the table, but last night the party was at the table.
Well, and then afterward, Mary Ellen showed us some of the artwork that she had painted over the years, which that was kind of fun.
I remember, I've been there once before, and she showed, or and just she didn't make any reference to the painting. I just saw it on the wall, and I didn't realize it was her painting.
She was very, very, very good. She took us into a bedroom that she has there and showed us a painting of an animal that she had painted. She was a very talented artist.
I know. Like, I just, when I looked closer and I saw the M. Withrow on the bottom, I'm like, wow. And then something else I thought was funny. I walked into the, it must have been like the restroom for the guests.
I know what you're going to say. I went into that restroom as well.
And I'm like, what's this by the sink? It was a Clinton Gore soap.
Clinton Gore soap. You got it.
Now,
wonder how many of those she's got.
My first reaction was, oh my God, I hope someone doesn't use this.
I thought you were going to swipe it. Honestly, I thought, because I went into the restroom after you, I thought the fact that this is still here, I'm surprised Christian didn't put this in his pocket. Clinton Gore soap.
She would have noticed, though.
Oh, she would have. But she wouldn't have known who stole it. Maybe she would have went through your pockets on the way out.
I think she could have, because the last time I was over there, she was helping me out with something, and I think she was it was a letter of recommendation for something, and we were trying to find some of her old letterhead. And we were sort of going through, you know, different boxes and folders of cool, like, you know, stuff that you would see in the, it's the leftover stuff that she didn't give to the Historical Society. And I was so mesmerized by all of it, and she, you know, I kind of felt bad for her because she had to just sort of stand there while I oohed and aahed at her old, you know, campaign lit and pictures of her and famous people.
I'm surprised you didn't take a picture of the soap.
I was about to, because that would have gotten some kicks in the family group chat.
Well, I can't. That soap, first I thought, wow, this is cool. Yeah. It's like red, white, and blue, Clinton Gore 92. And, hey, Dr. Seuss there. But it also occurred to me, this soap is 33 years old.
At least.
33 years old.
And so I have to wonder when she took it out of the box and put it there. Because I don't know how long she's lived there. But
I bet she means for people to use it, though. It's on the sink.
But it's like, well, one, I didn't try very hard to pry it, but I figured it was probably stuck to the, you know.
I don't know. I was going to use it, and then I thought, I don't want to be the one who rubs off Clinton or Gore's name.
Yeah, like I figured as soon as it gets wet, it's the name starts to rub. But this reminds me of sending things to the family. She has her cats, or does she just have the one?
I think there's one cat, yeah.
Okay, that must have. I feel like the last time I was there, there was more than one cat. But so one of my oldest cousins, she graduated college a couple of years ago. She has her own apartment now, and she has two cats. She just got the new cat a couple of months ago, and I said, what will you name it? Or you know, she was like, I don't know what I'll name it, and I had the idea. Why don't you name your cat Mary Ellen?
Oh, there you go.
And I think, I don't know if she ever did, but I don't care. Anytime she sends me a picture of her cat, I say, oh, it's nice to see that Mary Ellen's doing well.
You should have told that story last night.
It didn't occur to me until just now.
Jeez. Now, see, that would have been much better than that German joke.
And then I didn't make the joke. Well, I mean, I
did. You did make the German joke last night.
Well, It wasn't a Hitler joke. It was just a German joke.
It wasn't a Hitler joke. Excuse me.
And then they started.
I don't call that a Hitler joke. I call that a German chocolate cake joke.
And then there was I didn't know if this would be appropriate to mention. I probably shouldn't even talk about it on the air. But my grandfather, you know, because my grandma and Marielle, you know, when they were in office at the same time, they, you know, were great friends, and they still are. But so was Norm and my grandpa.
Oh, Norm was wonderful. Wonderful. Did you know Norm?
No.
Oh, he was a wonderful guy.
But he would, there was a story, I don't know if how my grandpa heard of this, but he really liked to golf. In that one room, there's that.
Oh, golf balls.
All of his golf balls. And there was one time when, you know, it was, Norm was playing at the country club, you know, as the sun was
Norm was
setting.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. And some, well, there's that Norman Withrow golf scholarship that somehow I didn't get. And I'm, you know, still curious. I had a letter of recommendation from his widow, and I still didn't get the scholarship. But that's beyond the point.
Still sticks with you, huh?
Yes. But there was a story. The people in the pro shop at the country club, Norm was the last person out playing golf that night, and they asked him, would you pick up all the flag sticks on the greens and come bring them in when you're done so they don't get stolen? And he said, sure. So he comes back in from his golf, and apparently he had forgot to go pick up the flag sticks. So they said, Norm, could you please go out and grab the flag sticks? And he said, sure. So he drove it. On a golf course, there's very specific etiquette. You're not supposed to drive the cart anywhere near the green because it's, you know, very well manicured grass. So Norm drove the golf cart onto the green. He was salty to go pick up all these flag sticks, and he said, here are your flag sticks. And then the next morning when they went to go set them out, the greens were all in disrepair. But
that sounds like Norm.
Yeah.
Norm was a good guy, though. Hey, we're already through the first hour. Christian Pearson's here. More fun holiday stories like the ones you've heard right after this short but important timeout. Stay with us.
Telephone number 740-225-4495.